Introduction. Two sides of the same leaf as awareness of plant-based alternatives to opioids grows, two names often surface in the conversation. Kratom and its more potent derivative, 7-hydroxymetragynine, 7-OH. While both substances originate from the same Southeast Asian plant, Metrogena speciosa, they differ significantly in potency, chemical composition, pharmacological behavior, and risk profile. This guide breaks down the differences, similarities, and key insights from both scientific studies and user reports, including data from the National Institutes of Health, NIH, chemical composition. A tale of two alkaloids. Kratom contains over 40 different alkaloids, the most abundant being metragynine, which is metabolized into 7-hydroxymetragynine in the body. 7-OH, however, is available as a purified compound in tablets, powders, or isolate form, allowing for more precise and consistent dosing. Compound found in primary function concentration in kratom. Metragynine. Kratom, mild analgesic, stimulant. 1-2% dry leaf. 7-OH metabolite of metragynine, or isolate. Potent analgesic, partial mu opioid agonist. For those who need a targeted, reliable option for pain or tapering, 7-hydroxymetragynine may offer a more refined solution. Common questions: what is 7-hydroxymetragynine? A potent alkaloid found in kratom, known for its analgesic effects. How long does it stay in your system? Approximately 1 to 2 days, depending on dose and metabolism. Does it show up on a drug test? Not on standard tests, but may appear in specialized toxicology screens. Is it legal? Varies by state. Not scheduled federally. What's the typical dose? Usually 2 to 6 milligrams, depending on the individual's tolerance and reason for use. Disclaimer. This article is for educational purposes only. It is not intended as medical advice. Consult with a licensed healthcare provider before making any decisions involving supplements or medications. Sources: National Institutes of Health, PMC 65981555, CDC Overdose Data, CDC 2024 Report.